Of course, comedian, actor Jeff Dye with us. Besides just being a great comic, when you audition, of course, the show Better Late Than Never, it's you and it's Henry Winkler, big fan, George Foreman, Terry Bradshaw, and Shatner. And yes. That's just the what was it like the first time you go into the room with those four? And they say, oh, here's the guy that's going to join you on this adventure.
Well, besides Henry Winkler and Terry Bradshaw, it was like I wasn't even in the room because they're all like getting to know each other. Like the first time we were ever in the same place, because they all have mutual respect for each other. They
right.
all know each other.
And you're just some kid.
Yeah, I'm just some guy to them. So that was a little annoying. And then over time, George Foreman warmed up to me, and me and Terry were already like thick as thieves, like pretty like immediately. And Henry I met first, and he's the greatest person ever.
He seems like just this charming man.
Oh, yeah. He is. He's a really sweet, nice yeah. guy and funny and cool. And then Bill, it took a really long time. Bill Shatner was like a girlfriend's cat or something. Like,
right.
Like, it's just kind of like ignoring you, not
under the couch,
you
under the couch, under the bed, under the couch. Okay.
After years, is like comes sits in your lap and is like, well, this guy's not going anywhere. And that's kind of our relationship.
Is that right? Who do you have the tightest? Who did you bond with tightest out of the four of them?
Well, I love all the guys very much so, but I think me and Terry are just like the most similar. We're both silly and playful. We talk a lot, you know.
Right, I can see
that.
If
we start to annoy you, you just push us off.
So was Shatner about the probably out of the four the most standoffish or the least?
To all of us, yeah.
Oh, really?
But it's just a personality.
It's just his personality.
Difference.
And yeah, we've known that about him. He is very standoffish, very, you know.
Yeah, he's got a small circle and not many people get in and not many people get out. And he's very, you know, he just kind of keeps to himself. In a way, I don't know. He's just very unlike any human I've ever met.
Wow! So did he loosen up? Did you guys get to go out some night like after shooting and have some beers and then see him? Okay.
No, there wasn't that. But he did like I don't know if loosen up is a good term, but like he opened up. And it was very few moments. But when he did, we'd have to like kind of jump in like, oh my gosh, like Bill might be liking us. it's happening. He's starting to like warm up. But I think
you guys are in Asia doing all this too.
Yeah.
So you're in hotels, you're sharing flights, there's a lot of stuff. And you see it in the show. But obviously you always wonder what happens when the cameras aren't running. Did you guys hang out? Did you guys kind of all separate and go do your things?
No, we were always together. And there was a lot of, you know, not on days off, but on shoot days, like you would see like Bill always like observing and like listening and kind of like but he wasn't, you know, like me and Terry never shut up. We're just always chiming in and like one-upping, but like, oh, that's a great story. Here's my story. You know, like kind of that kind of thing where Bill's just not that type of guy, you know, he sits back and he just kind of, and so like, it's kind of like a young kid, you know, coming home from school. Like, how was school? Good. Okay, oh, what'd you do? Nothing.
Oh, so he's like my son. He's like my son.
You have
okay,
to, like,
yeah,
really pull
fine,
it
good.
Out of them.
Right.
But now it's not like that. Now Bill is, you know, and he would have always been part of the gang for sure, but he just didn't really.
Took him a little bit to get in.
Took him a while to try to be part of the gang.
There you go. Comedian, actor Jeff Dye with us talking about his hit NBC show. It's Better Late Than Never with four legends from television. That's so cool. Dude, we'll talk about this some more in a little bit. Of course, he'll be back with us tomorrow as well. But we got radio to do. Don't forget, catch this man on stage tonight. 8:00, Kodiak Jacks, folks. You don't want to miss out. It's going to be a great night of comedy. Comedian Jeff Dye with us here in studio, just hanging on a Thursday morning. Of course, now it's so funny. We were talking and you did, folks may have seen your, I just found out about your lip sync battle. You did lip sync battle.
Fun show.
And you did the show against
Rob Riggle.
Rob Riggle. Probably.
Well, and also like he's every weekend he's on
Fox
football,
Sports
doing like comedic sketches and stuff.
Right.
And
very funny stuff.
Yeah, great guy.
And you got to do a lip sync battle with him.
Yeah, I went against him and I lost, and I'm not very happy about it.
And you did Marilyn Manson, and you nailed the outfit, by the way.
Yeah, I did. Thank you. I did Montel Jordan as my first song.
This is how we do.
That's the
it.
Yeah. All right, thinking that'll get the crowd going.
Right.
Also, they'll be like, "Oh, white guy doing Montel Jordan hip hop," and then so they really wouldn't see it coming when I came out like in a white leotard with fake breasts and jock strap and the crazy extensions and stuff as Marilyn Manson.
Beautiful.
And they definitely didn't see it coming.
And then the part I see is there's you and Chrissy Teigen.
Yeah, she's on the show.
Oh, that's right, because she's a host.
Yeah, she's up in the bar, just drunk and like playing
and partying.
Along.
Right,
yeah, and partying. So that's why.
But she's a friend of yours as well. You
I've known her for, I'm trying to think, probably like 5 or 6 years. I did an MTV show with Rob Dyrdek, where it's just like a one episode kind of thing. And she was on that show before she did Lip Sync Battle.
Which show was that? Which one of Rob's shows was that?
It was, I don't even know if it ever, I know it aired, but I don't know what it was, like a cooking show. Where like
oh, really?
Three celebrity people have to compete cooking, and then there's like a panel of judges, like an actual
chef. So it's kind of like Chopped.
It was exactly.
It was like an MTV version of Chopped. Okay.
MTV's never made an original thing in their idea.
Because Rob's got, you know, he had him and Big, and then he had, you know, he had his own.
Big was on that show too.
Fantasy Factory.
Big was
and then
my
Ridiculous.
Episode's one of the celebrities on my episode.
Oh,
my episode
really?
Had Melly, John Legend, because Chrissy.
Right.
Big, because of Rob, and I was one of the celebrity judges.
Oh, okay.
So they were making food for us, but I'm like the biggest baby with food.
Oh, okay. So, you're
picky
eater.
So they're bringing me all this crap, and I'm just going, yeah, no, you win. But like, it was disgusting. And I think Rob won. I picked Big's food.
Jeff Dye, more we didn't know. We'll find out a little more. Tomorrow we're going to have him back for a segment we like to call Best Gig, Worst Gig.
Oh, I've got a lot of worst gigs.
Well, let's hope. Here, one of the rules, though, is you can't include any of them here on either list.
Lucky for you, I've only done one show. And it was great.
It was great. It was at the Clearwater Lodge in Delta,
great
right there
show.
On the river.
That
man.
Won't make it. If we were to do a game called Worst Drive, maybe, then maybe that'd make the cut.
Jeff Dye on stage, 8 o'clock tonight, Kodiak Jacks this weekend. 95.9 ACDC on the XA. Don't forget Hell's Bells in a couple weeks. The all female ACDC tribute band that rocks like, I mean, I'm a rocker. I like a traditionalist, but every once in a while a band will come on that'll blow you away, and this is one of those bands I never miss when they come up. They're so fabulous. Hell's Bells. Guess who's with us once again? The one, the only, Jeff Dye.
That's
back
right.
In town for a weekend of comedy tonight. Tomorrow night at the Blue Loon, 8 o'clock showtime. Go to theblueloon.com, get your tickets, and you can reserve a whole table. You can get tickets at the door. The shows fill up, so make sure to get there early enough to do so. Always a good time, and it's so funny talking with Jeff. More and more now I'm finding out about you, who you know and what you do, and besides just comedy. Where are you heading from here? Where can folks, if they're looking, you got another show or special, something coming up or a place you're going to be playing?
Next month I'll be on The Tonight Show again, so you can find me on NBC. And then
Beautiful.
Also season 2 of Better Late Than Ever comes out next month. And then next
Where are you guys this year?
Europe is all we're supposed to say.
Oh, okay.
But
okay.
Yeah, I mean... It's going to be great. It's going to be a great season.
Same guys,
same crew. Next weekend, I'm in Tempe at the Improv.
I have done that room.
Really?
Yeah,
it's
right
best.
There by the Ultimate Field.
Yeah, absolutely. So Tempe Improv, then I'm going to the Omaha Funny Bone. And then I think I'm off to...
I'll have to tell you how I busted Craig Shoemaker stealing my stuff. I'll have to tell you that story sometime.
I think I already... That totally makes sense.
Yeah, doesn't it? All right, so speaking of which, let's wrap this thing back around. Social media, where can folks follow you?
At Jeff Dye, and then just everything.
That's D-Y-E, folks?
Yeah, D-Y-E. If you just go to Twitter, at Jeff Dye, or Facebook, Jeff Dye, just all my name. Instagram.
Easy. There you go.
Yeah.
All right. So before we go, get into the weekend for fun, comedy, and hijinks. Always do best gig, worst gig. So what I want you to tell me the best gig where the planets aligned, nailed it, killed it, and the show you look back on and go, man, that was the one.
So for best gig, it's pretty cliche, but it was the first time I ever did The Tonight Show.
And I've heard that from a couple acts because it's a landmark thing to do.
It was
do.
So special to
it
me.
It tells you you've arrived.
Yeah, it was like kind of like for no matter what happens, if I get addicted to drugs or if I do some crime or whatever it takes, I'll always be able to say, I did The Tonight Show. I think that's what was so big for me. But also, right before I went on, the last person to shake my hand before I went on stage was Jerry Seinfeld.
Oh my God, get out.
It was the first time I ever met him or anything, and he kind of gave me like this blessing to go out on stage, which was amazing. I did really well, which is
I think I remember the one you're talking about as well. I've seen it.
And Jimmy Fallon gave me the thumbs up and had me come over to the couch on my first time ever out there, so that was a really big deal. Me and Jimmy Fallon hit it off. Right after I got off stage, I went and hugged the love of my life, this woman. We're not together anymore, but I love her to death still. And so that was very special. And then we got to go watch it. It was literally best case scenario, and
everything,
as I envisioned it my entire
life. The planets aligned.
Yeah, it was the best. It was easily the best gig.
Wrap around. Let's hit the other end of the spectrum. Worst gig ever, dude.
A guy who I knew was in a band. I saw this when I was not very good at comedy. I was okay at a comedy club. Like, I would have been good if you saw me at a comedy club, but anywhere else, I was not prepared to be doing stand-up. And I knew that this guy's band was in town in Seattle. I said, hey, man, can I get tickets for me and some friends to your show tonight? He goes, dude, I'm so excited. Yeah, of course you can have tickets, but do you want to perform? I was like, no, I don't want to do it. And he's like, come on, just do some stand-up before we go on. And I was like, no, I can't. I don't want to do that. That's not a good idea. I just want to come see your band, not make it about me. And he goes, come on, please. And I was like, no. And he goes, how about this? We'll pay for all your drinks, and we'll give you tickets. And my manager said we'll throw you $200. And I was like, well, at that time in my career, I couldn't be turning down $200.
No, heck no.
So I was like, all right. But I went out there. It was the biggest. I would have given him $1,000 to erase this memory. It was so bad. Two people tried to fight me from the stage. And the crowd was chanting the band's name. And like, the worse I was doing, the more desperate I got. I started insulting people. It was just a disaster. And also, it was just... for years after that, when people say, hey, I think I saw you in Seattle, I would always ask, where? They would say, oh, Giggles Comedy Club. And I'd be like, oh, okay.
Underground? Fine.
Because I knew if they were referencing that gig that I was going to apologize and buy them a drink and be like, you know, I'm normally really good. That's how insecure I am about it.
That's the one, the only, Jeff Dye. Catch him live on stage tonight, tomorrow night, 8 o'clock at the Balloon. Dude, what a pleasure. Looking forward to a weekend with you, man.
Yeah, it's going
to
be fun.
All right, there you go. Hold tight, folks. Foo Fighters on the way. And Anna Rocks will be in with us later on this hour. Next hour she'll be in. Tell us about the nightlife scene, all the bands, all the clubs. What's happening in town? Always lots going on. She'll be here to do that in a bit.
It's the X-Rock Morning Show.